Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, back again, we have Noemi Bates. Noemi has been a dedicated practitioner of King Yoga for over 25 years, leading workshops and King Yoga experience events at the Aetherius Temple in London, as well as regular practice sessions with the Awakening Through King Yoga International online community. She's a firm believer in the transformational power of mystic yoga, breathing, mantra chanting, spiritual healing, prayer, and the practice of positive visualization and affirmation. Noemi teaches us how to help heal the world, heal ourselves, and heal others. And what is spiritual healing through contact, distant, and world healing? Lovely. Welcome back, Noemi, to the Great Awakening Show.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be back with you again. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. And it's a very important topic we're going to be touching on again, healing. Our world needs healing. We need healing so desperately, don't we, just?
Exactly. Especially this time, it is so important. Healing ourselves, healing others, and healing the world. That's what we all need to do at this time. And so, to start with, your wonderful teacher and mentor, please tell us, who was Dr. George King?
Yes, well, Dr. George King was a very special master. He was a master of yoga. He was also a trance medium, an inventor, and also the founder of the Aetherius Society, which he founded 70 years ago this year, 1955. He pioneered spiritual healing in the world in the mid-1970s and also authored You Too Can Heal book in 1976, to be more precise, which has been taught to thousands of people around the world, and even more people received the benefits of his healing technique, which we are administering in our center. And also the Theatre Society is very much engaged in sending healing out to the world. But Dr. King believed that service to others is the greatest yoga. In fact, in the mid-1940s, he took up the intense practice of higher aspects of yoga, such as mantra yoga, kundalini yoga, pranayama, which is yoga breathing, and also the physical yoga, hatha yoga, he practiced very much. In fact, he did that for some 10 years, 8-9 hours a day. And he entered the higher states of consciousness, entering deep states of meditation, which is known as samadhi, entered cosmic consciousness. So, but he did say that, and I would like to quote him, "Of all the yogas I have studied, karma yoga is the greatest yoga of all. It is karma yoga which will save the world."
How true is that? Because what you give out, you receive back. And we live in this world of cause and effect. And of course, to be of service to others is so important because, you know, we're uplifting everyone's vibration for them to, you know, do their work and their own healing. And then they can give out the healing, and on it goes and on it goes. It's just, you know, it's time for that, isn't it?
It is very much so, because we are all connected, and healing works in a, I would like to say, in a magical way, because that's what it is. Because what healing does, and there are different forms of healing, contact healing, when it is more chakra based, which we do in our center. And in fact, I'll be teaching a You Too Can Heal workshop in August, 30th of August in London, and also on the 6th of December, if anyone is interested to learn the King technique. And as I mentioned, it's chakra based, and it is to help to bring balance and harmony through the aura, charging up or balancing the chakras, relieve pain in many cases. In some cases, it could bring about miraculous healing, as some might call it, so instant healing, but not always. Healing can work on many levels. But then you have distant healing. So if people can't come to our center, or our loved ones we would like to send healing to who might live on the other side of the world. And we can still do that by visualizing white light flowing out through us and to them. And we can send distant healing to animals as well, or give contact healing to animals and plants.
Beautiful. That's lovely. Yes, because Naomi, we are all healers, aren't we? We just haven't been taught this. And, you know, we've just relied on others to heal us, you know, throughout the local, you know, doctor. But of course, the doctors, you know, all very well, but they're not on a holistic way of healing. They just heal the symptoms with, you know, their, you know, with different ways. But, you know, spiritual healing is so important. Tell us, what do you mean by spiritual healing?
So spiritual healing is a transmission of pranic energy, the universal life forces. We tap into it, it's all around us. It, in fact, prana comes from the sun, and there are five major and five minor pranas. We are all made up of pranic energy, but we are all going through a different levels of evolution. That's why we appear different to plant life and so forth, or to animals and so forth. And it's all held together by mind. So depending on how we lived our lives and so forth, it will all have an effect on our appearance, on our well-being, and so forth. I very strongly believe in karma and reincarnation. You touched on karma earlier. What you give out, you get back. So when we give healing, spiritual healing, it's a transmission of energy through the healer, the person who's sending out the healing energy, to the individual or the recipient. And a very, very important ingredient is love. And of course, we can send healing to the world as well, which you can do later on, because our world so desperately needs it. So love energy is vital. It's conditioning, that pranic energy. It can be used for good, for healing, for upliftment, balancing the energy in another person, and so forth. And also, it could be harmful too. So the intention behind it is the key.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, and in our own bodies and the bodies of our loved ones and, you know, others, as you said, in distant healing or our animals, you know, where that pain is, to focus the attention, to focus the energy, the love energy onto that painful part or the problem within the body, you know, on us or others or your animal, you know, you are focusing that love energy. And I believe that that love energy heightens the atoms in that, you know, the cells of the body, because it's all about energy. All the cells hold that energy. So you're heightening the energy of themselves and, you know, bringing it up to a higher vibration where healing takes place. I mean, this is truly magic, as you said.
It is. It's a beautiful thing. We are energetic beings. We're not just our physical body, but we also have an aura around us. And within our aura, we have chakras, also known as psychic centers, and seven major chakras. But we also have minor chakras, such as those in the palms of our hands. So when we give healing, we visualize this energy, pranic energy, flowing through us, but we potentize it by visualizing it as white light, because white contains all the colors of the spectrum. And then we visualize this white energy. If it's a contact healing, then we place our hands on the chakras of the person, and we're charging it up with this balancing, vibrant healing energy, white light. And we do it in turn to bring balance to the chakras. It will help to reduce stress. It will help with overall well-being. It will help to rebalance the energy within the aura, within ourselves. Helps to remove blockages as well and energetic impurities. It can also bring on, often we find when people come to our center to receive contact healing, afterwards they feel this great sense of peace, very peaceful. Peace is a wonderful thing, is it not? We live in a very busy life and I run events here as well. And when we do spiritual practices, deep breathing, visualizing of white light, going within is so key because that's where lies all knowledge, all truth. And it's just so important to be able to find that inner peace within ourselves. And healing can definitely help to bring that about. So it's a very, very important thing to do. We can also give healing to ourselves, self-healing. So we'll be able to, we can also do that by visualizing white energy filling us.
Wow. And really, Naomi, we are miraculous beings. We just don't realize it. That's why I think this time is like the fastening of the awakening. I mean, it's evolution. We're always evolving. But at this time, I think it's really fastening up and we're realizing our power as spiritual energy beings, because when we go within, you know, we are connecting to that source, that divine love light energy, and we are bringing it through us. And then we're pushing that out, whether it's on ourself or out to others and to the world. So we're bringing it through our own, you know, we're the channel, aren't we? We're using our consciousness to focus our divine energy from within, from source, from God, from the God, goddess, through us out into giving that out for healing. That's just tremendous. And I think for the first time in our history, we've never, only a few people really had that connection. But as you said, everyone's a healer. And I think now we can really understand the power that we have to heal and heal others and help the world heal.
Absolutely. We are divine beings within us. We have God spark. It's our all-powerful. We find all knowledge space in there. All we have to do is just tap into it. And as you mentioned, we are channeling this healing energy through us. It's not our own energy necessarily that we are sending out. So we will never get depleted. We are tuning into the unlimited supply of this power and condition it with the power of love. Now, love is a fantastic thing. It's not personal, it's impersonal. It has no boundaries. We don't have to like someone in order to love them. We could send love energy to the other side of the world to people who we will never meet. But we can still send this love energy because we are all connected. What you give out, you get back. And it's a beautiful, magical ritual in a way. And we can all do it. Men, women, children, even animals can give fantastic healing. I used to have a beautiful Burmese cat and he gave me healing and I had a sore throat and it was completely healed. So often animals can take on the conditions of their owner, which is quite interesting. So because they are so empathic, sympathetic with us, that they're so loving creatures, aren't they not? Dogs, cats, and other pets. So, you know, they also respond to our love energy. So it's an interaction, it's a constant interaction of energy between humans, between animate and inanimate objects.
Yes. Wow, that's so tremendous. And animals, you know, they are so special because I believe that they can take our negative energy and transmute that into joy.
They can. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. They're truly transmuters, aren't they? They're amazing.
Yes, yes. Well, that's what love energy is. And there is a beautiful quote, if I may, take from the Nine Freedoms. And it talks about love energy. What is really love energy? And if I may, just a quick quote from here, a great master called Mars Sector 6. He says that love is the transmuter of war. It is the creator of peace. Love as such is the healer of disease. So because if we send love energy to, for example, to the leaders of our world, and we ask that they are inspired by this power, if people have love in their hearts, they can't hate at the same time, can they? It's either one or the other. So if people had love, compassion, understanding in their hearts, then we would have no wars, we would have no starvation in the world, people would be generous and caring for one another, loving with one another. So we would be living in harmony. So what we need to do, we need to change the way we think, our outlook upon life, and just to look at our world and our position within our world, why we are here. Do we just have one life? Or do we have many lives? Are we going through experiences so that we can learn the lessons we are here to learn? Are we not? I remember when I was back in Slovakia in my late teens, I went through this period when I was just felt such a sheer desperation because life as I lived it just was not enough. I'm from a Catholic background, and it did not give me all the answers I was looking for, such as mentioned earlier. And then I came to this country and I was continued my search. I think that is key. Never give up in your search. Keep searching. Keep asking those questions. But also what's important is keep listening to your intuition. And whatever the person is telling you or teaching you, does it ring truth to you? Does it feel right? I always went by that. And does it make sense? So these few guidelines, if people follow them, they will find truth. And then once we have recognized truth, then the next step is to act upon it. We might have to bring considerable changes into our life. But it is worth it because we will be living a truer path. We'll be truer to ourselves.
Yes.
I think that is key.
That's beautiful. That's, and the only way to live isn't to live your truth.
Yes.
To live in truth and to speak your truth and to, because the, and to be of your truth, to be your authentic, truthful self in every situation, with everyone. And in, you know, because that's all we have. Is to give of ourself, the truth of ourself, which is so healing as well, you know, because that's our true being, you know, and to commune with our true being, you know, to another, I think is sacred.
It is. It's very, very important. And you have mentioned earlier about the heightening of awareness. You're very, very true because the earth, the Mother Earth, this wonderful divine being, she's releasing her energies, which she received as part of her initiation in 1964. And she received tremendous amount of energy, which is now she's gradually releasing. Everything has been heightened. The vibrations have been heightened. And the spiritual outpouring is very, very important because we also need to be able to absorb it. We have to also heighten ourselves so we can withstand the energy release of the Mother Earth. So that is very, very important. That's why we have practices like deep breathing, which are, if people don't do it, is I highly recommend because breathing is key. Correct breathing is key to our mental well-being, to our physical well-being. It will help to focus our mind. It's fantastic for concentration. And also we're drawing into ourselves pranic energy. Especially at this time, I would like to mention that we in the Aetherius Society believe on life on other worlds. And during certain times of the year, a great spacecraft come into orbit of our world and sends to people on this world potentized pranic energy that anyone can tune into it. And it's very tangible. More sensitive people are, more they be able to notice the difference in their regular daily practices. You'll start feeling changes within yourself. You'll start feeling the energetic movement within your aura or in the chakras. So this is going on now, and all our unselfish deeds or our spiritual actions are potentized 3,000 times. So it's a fantastic karmic time for us to do good for others as well.
Yes, and to harness this energy, to harness an energy to, you know, heighten our vibration and to give it out and to help others as well.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Because, as you said, spiritual healing works physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. You know, it's holistic, isn't it? It seeps into every part of our bodies and our spiritual energy bodies. And it's so important because, you know, when there's a problem within the energy, our energy bodies, then that manifests through into the physical body. So it's really important to keep the energy flowing and the chakras flowing and healthy by doing, you know, and visualizing that they are. Because the power of an intention, yeah, the power of positive affirmation, the power of positive visualization, which is your intention, that's our consciousness changing, yeah, the outcome, isn't it? That's how we are so powerful. I mean, it's just beautiful. And I think that, you know, we are slowly waking up to that, to this beautiful power that we all have.
Yes, I mean, affirmation, which we can do later on, is part of our practice session. Through positive affirmation, we are reducing negative self-talk. We're sending positive impulses to the subconscious mind, instructing it, for example, to get better, and it will get better. It can also help us to increase our confidence. Day by day, in every way, I'm getting more and more confident. If we would like to have that affirmation, manifest it within ourselves. Or day by day, in every way, I'm getting better and better and better and better. So you're bringing positive qualities that we would like to have into our life. And to make it even more potent, we use visualization. So we're visualizing ourselves getting better or visualize ourselves becoming more confident or visualize ourselves to be healthy.
Yes.
You know, it works. It's fantastic. It's so powerful. We are really powerful beings. But what is important is that we remain like the master of our mind and our body.
Yes.
We are in control. We are fully in control. So have daily practice of affirmation and visualization. We certainly will help to reprogram our minds.
Yes, because everything is changeable, isn't it, in the body?
Yes.
And the energy system, everything is changeable. We can change our lives. You know, we don't have to keep repeating the same format of the daily lives. You know, changing that up is so important so that we get a different result, a positive result.
Absolutely. And we could use a visualization of certain energies like white light to enhance that, to bring healing into ourselves. And there's another beautiful practice, tapping into the energy, the vibrations, and the holy flame of the Mother Earth. And it's a very powerful practice. It's a very beautiful practice that we can all do. All the practices that I do myself are in that great book called Realizing a Potential, which are by Dr. George King and Richard Lawrence. And they are very powerful practices that they will work if we use them regularly, but they are safe too. So we can be assured that all the practices in there will be to our benefit only.
Yes.
And what's wonderful about the violet flame of the Mother Earth, it's a beautifully cleansing, cleanses the aura, gives us protection, and very grounding too. All we have to do is just to tune into her, holy emanations, and it's just really just takes us into a beautiful space.
Yes, it's really good to I was reading in the book, yeah, from Dr. King, you know, putting your feet on Mother Earth.
Yes.
And doing and bringing the violet flame up. So powerful, because you're grounding and you're getting the you know, all of that beautiful energy straight up into your body. It's just beautiful, isn't it? Yes. And that's the King, one of the King techniques, isn't it? It's such a simple healing method. You know, isn't it?
It is indeed. So we do use it. I mean, before every practice, we do the white light. First of all, we start with deep breathing, to focusing the mind. And also energize ourselves, drawing the universal life forces, pranic energies or chi energy into ourselves through deep rhythmic breathing. And then we would visualize white light, because it's very healing, energizing, and you bring that beautiful quality of energy into yourself and filling your chakras. You can take it all the way down through the body and aura, or you could just take it into the heart chakra and activate, balance that chakra, heart chakra, center of love. And while you do all these practices, you keep tuning into yourself, how it makes you feel like. And then finally, as a final preparation, bring up the violet flame from the Mother Earth through the whole body and aura. And you're almost like immerse yourself so much in that flame of the earth that you almost see yourself disappearing within that flame. And more we can concentrate on that, more we can visualize it, more powerful it will become. Some people can hear the flickering of the flames of the earth. Some people can even smell it or even taste it. It's quite amazing. We use all our senses.
That is so beautiful. It truly is. And world healing, you know, world healing, that is just the Aetherius Society's global mission, isn't it?
It is. It's very important for our world to bathe it in a light energy, love energy. And it helps to uplift and also protect humanity. It definitely raises the vibration of our planet. It will help to reduce war, famine, suffering. So we do world healing services on a daily basis by joining together, raising hands as such, and visualizing white light flowing through us out through the heart chakra and the palms of the hands.
Yeah.
And visualizing it to go out as we say together, the 12 blessings. And we visualize this energy to go to these 12 focal points. I'm very happy to read out the first blessing, which is those who are working for peace. So you're sending healing energy, this love energy, to the group soul of all the people around the world engaged in bringing about healing on this planet, being politicians, be it voluntary workers and so forth, or even people sitting at home, raising their hands and just sending healing light into our suffering world. There's another great mission that was devised by Dr. George King. It's called Operation Prayer Power. And what makes this mission unique is that Dr. King invented a radionic equipment, a battery, radionic battery, which can store spiritual energy invoked by the group of people, and it is through prayer and mantra chanting. It's very, very powerful, because prayer is a beautiful thing, and we can say our own prayer. Whatever comes from our heart, we can say it and offer it to the world.
Yes.
But if you have people around you chanting mantra, now mantra is the highest form of prayer. And we chant Sanskrit mantras. Again, they are in the Realizing a Potential book. There are five of those, and I'm running a mantra workshop coming up in early August, in 9th of August, if anyone is interested, in London. And what we are doing is, we're drawing into ourselves pranic energy, but it's potentized energy. It's an energy of a higher frequency, because Sanskrit mantra is a high sound vibration which has high spiritual meanings.
Yes.
Different mantras have different qualities on us, different effect on us, and they can be very healing, energizing, uplifting. It's great for protection as well. So in Operation Prayer Power, you have a prayer team members praying into the battery, and around them you have a mantra team chanting mantra, invoking the energy, and then directing it to the person who is praying front of the battery. So great amount of pranic energy is generated and then stored, which can have significant effect on world conditions when it's later released through another equipment. For example, to war zone areas like Ukraine, we often send healing energy to Ukraine for healing and protection of people there and for peace. But it can also be sent out in great potency to natural disasters, to help the aid workers, giving them strength and protection, or help those people who have been affected by, let's say, floodings or earthquakes. So it can bring immediate effect, or it can be more subtle change over time. But it's a wonderful thing to do. Anyone can do it. Anyone can radiate this love energy out to the world.
Yeah.
And more people do it, we will definitely change our world. We'll bring more favorable conditions to our planet. We'll flood out the mind belt with this transmuting spiritual power. Because love is the transmuter of war. It is a transmuter of disease.
Yes.
It's a transmuter of hatred. And it can only bring love, inspiration, and guidance to people who tune in to that energy, to that spiritual energy.
Yes.
And it's like...
it becomes infectious as well, doesn't it?
Yes. It's like a psychic first aid team, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then you're on that wavelength of heartfelt, and then others, you know, you connect to others in that same way. And it's really amazing, because as you were talking then about bringing in that spirituality into us, because we are the channelers, As we do this with that beautiful white light energy, we are building, it's almost like our own divine armor of love light energy around ourselves, which repels negative energy from others, from the internet, from when you're watching, seeing or viewing anything that's maybe disturbing. We have the armor of love light energy, you know, from the divine, which is our divine protection.
It's very true, and it's so beautifully put as well. It's a beautiful armor we can build around ourselves, and it will give us strength, give us more confidence within ourselves as well. And what I find is very reassuring is that this is a real thing. Spiritual energy, pranic energy, love energy is real. Because every time I send, be it a distant healing or world healing, afterwards, I feel this sense of accomplishment. I feel like it feels right. It feels so good to do it. It's similarly when you're charitable or when you're kind to someone. It feels right. It feels good, does it not?
It does.
It feels natural.
It does. And everyone can do this from your own bedroom, from your own, you know, living room, from your own beautiful spiritual place where you practice your meditations and your healing. You know, we can all uplift. We can all do that. And as we do that, you know, you will always be protected. That's what it is. That light, that love energy from the divine, it protects us as we are giving out, which is amazing, isn't it?
And also, it's not our main motive, but it's a fact that what you give out, you get back. You're also generating positive karma for yourself. You're helping the world, but you're also helping yourself. So it's helping with your empowerment, with your own self-development, with your own awakening, spiritual awakening and realization. And it also helps us to become deeper thinkers, you know, and when we read some inspiring texts from great masters or from inspired leaders, it will make us think, and certain answers will come to us, and realization will come to us, and we'll start viewing the world very, very differently. I think this interconnection will become stronger as well.
Yes.
And it will shape how we behave to others, how we interact with others as well. I think it will make us kinder human beings too and more compassionate.
And for us to be able to feel that oneness with each other, that divine connection, because there is only one soul, the supreme soul that is shared with every living soul on the planet. We've all got that divine flame, you know, and it's a part of the one, isn't it? There's only one story, you know, one creator that we are all sharing. We're all but a part of that. We're the children of the creator. And once we realize that, then we can never harm another, because we'll realize that, you know, we're harming ourselves. What you give out, as Jesus said, will always you shall receive. And it's so important to realize that oneness, I believe, and the love energy is what will save our world and bring us into the new earth that is already arriving.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano. flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, it's very beautifully put. It is really that. And, you know, we wouldn't want to harm another being. And if we did, it would feel totally wrong. You know, it would feel wrong. It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
And after all, that's why we're here on this planet. It's a classroom. We are here to learn. We are here to experience. And it's not a punishment. Karma is not a punishment. I love karma. And I feel reassured by karma, because it might feel like that someone treated me wrongly and they might have got away with it, for example. But I know no one can get away with anything, because one day karma will teach them that lesson, not to do it again, not to hurt another person again, because they will know what it feels like, how unpleasant it is, how hurtful it might be. So karma is a beautiful, beautiful teacher, and we are here to learn the experiences. So if some people might find this, they're having reoccurring experiences and they can't break away from it. And why is that? Why am I being punished? Why me? I think that's a good time just to detach from it all and look at it coldly and plainly, and just trying to find the answer. And if we tune into it, we can find the answer why this thing keeps reoccurring. Why is that happening to me? Mm-hmm. What is the lesson for me to learn from that? Is there a lesson for me to learn from that? Mm-hmm. And there always is a lesson for us to learn. And once we have realized that, and if we have done something wrong and we are very sorry about it, and if we can put it right, we should, then we can move on.
Yes.
And that should not reappear again.
Yes, it doesn't come back to us again, because we've learned that lesson that we needed to learn. Yes, and I think that, you know, also it's very important. We're here, aren't we, to be the master of our emotions, to be the master of our thoughts, feelings, words and actions, so that when something happens, we don't react. You know, we can be calm and we can look and we can react with sacredness, with a sacred thought, feeling, word and action, you know, which is instead of a negative way. So, yes.
Yeah, it's not easy, is it?
Oh, it's not. It's not easy at all.
That's why deep breathing comes into it. That's why there's a saying, just take a few deep breaths in and then reassess the situation.
Yes, right. Or I feel that also chanting Om over and over and over again, you know, a guru once told me this is so powerful. When you're in that anxious place, or when someone's done something to you, whatever, you just chant over and over Om, you know, in that beautiful way. And it really calms the emotions down so much, you know, because it is, it's powerful, isn't it?
It's very powerful. There are some great affirmations. There's another one, which is, I am the divine presence, which is creating perfection throughout my whole life. That's a very, very powerful affirmation too, which we can do. We can do affirmations actually when walking on a street.
Yes.
Or out in nature, probably best to do it out loud. But may not want to do it when you're on a busy street, because you might get some strange looks. But you could mentally, you can reaffirm it in yourself as you're walking on a street. Yes. And then after a few minutes, just see how you feel. It's a good trial for people to try it out for a week. for 5 minutes or whenever they can, just do a positive affirmation and see how it made them feel after a week.
Yes. Yes. Because it heightens the energy in every cell of our body.
It really does.
Yes.
It's really empowering. I find affirmation very, very empowering. So it's really a wonderful thing to do, to be able to tap into this unlimited supply of spiritual energy and not just use it for ourselves, but also use it for others as well. There's a great quote by Dr. King, who said about world healing that it is a fact that a few really dedicated humanitarians working alone can do much good for humanity. But bring these together in a common spiritual purpose and they can save the world.
That's so true, because look at what they've measured when people come together in prayer and they come together in meditation, and they've done measurements, and the crime in that city has significantly been reduced, which is wonderful, isn't it?
It is. It's even when we are, let's say, chanting mantra or saying a prayer at home regularly, it not only affects us, but it probably will affect our household as well, because it is energy.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it could even have an effect on our neighbors, unbeknown to us, in a positive way, of course, in a very, very positive way. So it definitely will change our environment. And if you bring a group of people together, or if people join in, let's say, with our world healing services, you have people scattered in many parts of the world, but joining together at the same time, I think that's important, at the same time, with the same intention, doing the same thing, you're generating this energy. So then you have an outpouring of energy of not just one person, but a collective of people around the world. And that world is being flooded with spiritual power. Or if you do it together, in a room, you build up that spiritual energy and it becomes very, very tangible. I run a mantra chanting workshop and you get dozens of people, 60, 70 people coming together and chanting for quite some time.
Yes.
It's so, becomes so tangible, because you build up this tremendous storehouse of energy within that room.
Yes. And I've been to the Aetherius Society, and it was beautiful. I did the chakra healing, and it was just the workshop. It was wonderful, because we, all of us together and bringing the white light down and giving that healing out to the people who had problems, who were standing in front of us, and they really felt it. Because the power of all of us together, you know, then that makes it even stronger and more powerful, doesn't it?
It's very interesting, because I did a similar practice. So volunteers came for front of the group and the group chanted mantra. And that was during the mantra chanting workshop. And what was interesting is that people who received healing, they felt the benefit of the healing. Some people might have felt instantaneous healing within them. Or some people, that was amazing. Some people actually knew why they had that condition. And if they see anything negative on television, watching the news, which is not very uplifting, is it? And all we can do is just sending out, raising the hands, very simple, and just visualize white light, let's say, flowing to Ukraine. And help the suffering there, or, you know, to Gaza. We can do something about it. Definitely we can.
Yes, and it truly, truly, truly does, you know, help and uplift the vibration of the whole planet. Yes. So thank you so much. And until next time, thank you, Noemi, for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you. It was my pleasure for inviting me. And God bless you and your listeners. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Noemi. It was wonderful. It was so lovely again. And as we was doing that, I really felt...